First of all, I'm not so sure that the real world of higher education is going to last. I'm not so sure that the concept of the campus is going to last. The on-demand, real-time, lifelong, collaborative learning concept is fundamentally different than what we do. Think about education for the last 2,000 years. We have had professors who have their training at Harvard institutions and get granted a PhD because they learned how to do original research. They become knowledge experts in a field. They go to other institutions where they teach classes and transmit that knowledge to others, the so-called sage on a stage. What's happening, the fundamental difference, it seems to me, it's already occurring, but clearly in the next 50 years it's going to accelerate, is that we are no longer the knowledge experts. We are no longer the sage on stage. The internet and its successors have created a different paradigm. People are no longer passive, they can be active. I'll mention a concept in class. The kids will already be on the computer checking the World Lecture Hall to see if somebody else said something different about it and spit it back to me before I finish my sentence. I've embraced that. I've stepped down from my role as a sage. And we have to understand that students are being socialized into that mode. Therefore, they will no longer be the passive environment of a bachelor's degree. They will be the active environment of real-time, on-demand learning, which we've all seen. The second thing I think that comes out of this is that we're going to have to teach ourselves, and therefore teach students, how to transition from being passive learners to active learners. We're going to have to engage the process, and it could be any technology, it doesn't have to be the internet. We're going to have to engage that process, and we're going to have to take those students and put them into an environment where now they are engaged, not only with the professor, but with the material and others who become the sort of Wikipedias of future knowledge. Open source is going to take on a whole new meaning in the future. Open source won't be a programming language concept. Open source will be the way that peer-to-peer knowledge and consensus about knowledge is arranged. That, it seems to me, does not fit into a here and now physical environment. I would, with all due respect to Gertrude Stein, I would quote John Herzog, who is a colleague of ours here, who quoted Gertrude Stein, when he said, there is no there. Because if it isn't virtual, it isn't real. And I think that's something that we should take away in looking at the next 50 years. Everything else about budgets, whether we should be using Moodle or WebCT or Blackboard, what we should be doing with the cloud computing idea, the thin clients, or whatever you care to talk about as the technology du jour, is simply way stations along the way to this ultimate reality. I think singularity and social networking has fundamentally changed that whole perception.